Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast, the podcast for high-performing women with Hashimoto's who are ready to get strong and heal from the root without the overwhelm. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird. Today, we are talking about probiotics. They are so trendy. They are everywhere. And many clients come asking if they are the missing piece on their healing journey. But spoiler alert, here it is. Probiotics are not the fix for everyone. In fact, for some of my clients, especially those with SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, probiotics can actually make their symptoms worse. So let's unpack what the latest research actually says and why we use targeted tools like the GI map, which is a stool test, to decide what your gut really needs. So probiotics are not a universal fix. Probiotics are heavily marketed, but recent expert guidelines have pulled back the curtain. Many doctors no longer recommend probiotics for most digestive issues, except a few specific cases, like during antibiotic use under clinical supervision. One of the reasons, each person's gut microbiome is uniquely their own. Your neighbor may tolerate, say, a lactobacillus probiotic just fine, while you, with Hashimoto's, gut dysbiosis, potential SIBO, may react with bloating, digestive issues, and brain fog. So here's where I see probiotics backfire. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, is a condition where bacteria bloom in the small intestine, and adding external strains of good microbes through taking probiotics can fuel that SIBO fire. One study found that using probiotics within just a month was associated with increased methane-producing bacterial overgrowth in suspected SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth patients. And people with SIBO, I have found this, may experience worsened symptoms like gas, bloating, an uptick in histamine reactions, or constipation. Histamine reactions can show up as headaches, skin issues, temperature dysregulation, because the probiotic strains produce histamine or methane gas themselves. Let's talk about timelines and limitations of probiotics. You may not notice any change even after 6 to 8 weeks of probiotic use. And if there's no improvement, the advice is kind of clear. It's like, it's time to stop. Many probiotic strains don't actually survive stomach acid or bile. So a lot of them never reach the gut in an active form. Even worse, long-term colonizing of probiotics may overstay their welcome. Some emerging research shows potential pro-inflammatory effects or even opportunistic infections with chronic high-dose use of probiotics. Let's talk about the SIBO-IBS connection with probiotics. And I promise it is not all bad. To be fair, for some probiotic strains can help, like Saccharomyces boulardii for antibiotic-associated diarrhea, and certain combinations can improve IBS symptoms. But even these are individualized. With IBS, results are mixed and are very strain-specific. So this is why I use a GI map test to move from this place of guessing to this place of clarity in terms of, hey, these are the exact strains of probiotics that you need. Enter the GI map, a powerful stool test that uses qPCR to quantify the DNA of microbes in your gut. Pathogenic bacteria, fungi, parasites, H. pylori, inflammatory markers, and immune function, you name it. So unlike just kind of generic probiotics that you would get at the health food store, the GI map allows us to really tailor your intervention. So unlike generic probiotics, the GI map allows us to tailor the probiotics for you. For persistent bloating, IBS, and SIBO symptoms, this level of precision in terms of which strains of probiotics you're using is a game changer. So let's recap. Probiotics are not the cure-all. They can be harmless. They can be useless. They can be harmful depending on your gut condition. SIBO in particular may flare up with the wrong strains or wrong dose of probiotics. The supplements often don't survive the digestive process long term, and continued use beyond 2 months isn't really supported in terms of the beneficial effects in the research. So instead of guessing, we like to use a GI map to personalize your support. If you've been reaching for probiotics and you're still bloated, brain foggy, and not just getting better, this is exactly why we dig deeper into one-on-one functional medicine coaching. We test, we look at your GI map, and we build a safe root cause plan with precision, not guesswork. I work with clients to clear the brain fog, stabilize your gut, and get you strong again without defaulting to Band-Aid solutions like a one-size-fits-all probiotic. So check out the link below. We'll jump on a call, see if we're a good fit. And if you liked this podcast episode, it is short and sweet. Rate and review on iTunes or on Spotify, and I will see you next week.